Hello, backstage. It's your girl, Sella. And it's time for me to answer your AMA questions. This is going to be a crazy long audio because I'm constitutionally incapable of shutting the fuck up. So, gird your loins. Alright, so I'll start with the first questions posted first. So that's from POV Scribe. My girl, love you, POV. So her first question is breakfast or brunch? Breakfast, I think I've only ever actually been to brunch once, and it was because it was like it was a drag show brunch. It was drag yourself to brunch. It was a drag show. But yeah, no, breakfast is, I do breakfast. I eat it late in the day, but it's breakfast. What's your favorite thing to eat or drink first thing in the day? I don't eat when I first wake up. Like, I get up and I get ready for work and I go into work, and we have a cafeteria at work. So it's usually a solid hour after I've actually woken up before I eat. But the cafeteria lady, one of the ladies that works at the cafeteria at work, makes the world's best ham and cheese omelet, like, ever. That there ever was ever. I will fight anyone about it. Like, she's amazing. So that's my favorite. What about your second favorite? My second favorite would probably be an apple fritter. I haven't had one in so long, but they are so, so good. And if I could ever get my hands on one, I'm like, it's comical, I'm sure. I imagine I look a bit like a chipmunk, just cheeks full of fucking apple fritter, just like, don't try to take this from me, you'll draw back in the hub kind of situation. That shit is so fucking good. Anyway, two, on guys, body hair or take it off, please explain in detail. I'm not a big fan of, like, super hairy guys. Like, I can't deal with back hair. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. I cannot deal with back hair. Oh my God. Ah, I can't. And I'm sorry, fellas. I mean, you're all wonderful and lovely and beautiful just as you are, which I personally cannot, like, I've got some fucking PTSD shit going on with that. I can't. Can't handle it. But I don't know that I would ever want someone to actually, like, shave or, like, nair or whatever. Like, I don't know that I'd want them to actively take it off, because that's, like, I don't know, that's that becomes a fucking beauty regimen, and I'm generally against those just on principle. But yeah, I prefer more on the sparse side as far as hair goes. Doesn't have to be completely hairless, but on the more sparse side, you know, not got a specific affinity for bears. Three, spirits or wine? Spirits, absolutely spirits. If spirits, which is your favorite? Tequila, white tequila is my favorite. I get migraines, and so I have found that the only alcoholic beverages that do not trigger my migraines are white tequila and vodka. And white tequila is my favorite of the two of those. So yeah, tequila's my jam. And do you call the place where you get it the liquor store or the package store or daddy's shelf? Well, I'm a grown person. I'm not going to go on all into my fucking childhood trauma and stuff, but no, I never drank any of my parents' liquor. But it's the liquor store. I've always called it the liquor store. I don't know that I've ever called it the package store with any sense of seriousness. If wine, what color? Now, I will occasionally, if I decide, fuck it, I'll deal with the migraine, I will occasionally drink wine. When I do drink wine, I like fruity sweet wine. Like, it has to be sweet. I can't drink, like, red wines or white wine. Like, it has to be like a sweet, dessert wine almost. I like Manischewitz Blackberry because, I'm fucking trash. I'm fucking trash, y'all. Oh, I'll do you one better than the Manischewitz Blackberry, though. I also, if I'm gonna get white girl wasted, will drink fucking. I know that it's Morgan David, but we always called it Mad Dog 2020. And the Mad Dog 2020 peaches and cream is actually pretty good if you're, just looking to get shitty tour as quickly as humanly possible. So yeah, if I'm gonna get white girl wasted and we just, we're gonna be trashy, then I will absolutely drink that. And damn the consequences the next day. So yeah, there's that and the Blackberry Manischewitz. But there's also there's a place in Sparta, Georgia called Corson's Winery, and they have they make wine from scuppernong and muscadines, and it's always very sweet and it's wonderful. And then there's a place in Denver called Wild Women Wine, which makes a blackberry Merlot, a peach wine, and a grapefruit wine that are all very, very good. And they're all sweet. They're all sweet fruity, which is my jam. Like it needs, it has to be sweet. I can't deal with like dry white wines or bitter red wine. I can't. Ugh, ugh. No. If I'm gonna risk the migraine, the shit's gotta taste good. If white, do you put an ice cube in it? Be honest. Well, no, I don't drink white wine, so I don't have that. What propels you to get on the mic? Frustration, horniness, boredom, hangry, etc. Please explain in detail. Sometimes it can be several different things. Sometimes it's horniness, and I'm like, I'm about to have some fucking me time, and might as well record it. Sometimes it's boredom. I'm like, well, shit, I've got some time to myself. I might as well. But yeah, most of the time it's just because I've, gotten insanely horny and have to fucking handle that situation. But so yeah, I mean, there's not really a whole lot more detail to it. Although I do have a few scripts lined up that I'm intending to do that I'll probably record, not necessarily when I'm in the throes of, passion or whatever, because you're reading, performing a script, so you can't be all crazy writhing around the bed. But I do have a couple lined up that I'm intending to do, so that'll be more of a, I've got some time to myself and I feel like I can, put forth my best effort. In your bathroom, is the TP overhand or underhand? There's only one correct answer to this. It's overhand because that is the way that the shit is on the fucking patent application for the toilet roll holder. Like the little holder thing in the patent application for it. It shows TP on the roll as overhand. It's the only correct way to put the toilet. I will fix that shit at other people's houses. Like, it drives me insane when it's the other way around. So you're right. There is only one correct answer, and it's overhand. So the next round of questions are from Dr. Feelgood and Orgasm. That's okay. What stereotype about your country or ethnicity do you dislike the most? Well, I mean, I'm American, so I mean, there's a bunch of stereotypes about us, and a lot of them are right. And I'm white, and there's a bunch of stereotypes about us, and there are a lot of them are right. I think the one that bothers me the most is especially prevalent for Southern Americans, and that's the sort of the stereotype that we're all stupid. We're not all stupid. We talk slower and we're more friendly, but we're not fucking dumb. A lot of people from everywhere are dumb. It's not more common here than it is anywhere else. Get the fuck over yourself. But yeah, that one bothers me. What's the dumbest or funniest sexual encounter you've ever had? Oh God. Don't even. Just the one that leaps to mind is probably was isn't even really well, I guess it's not a sexual encounter, so we'll skip that one. Yeah, no, we're gonna skip that altogether because that was a completely different story. Okay, so there was one instance where I was a boyfriend and I were having sex in my car. And we were parked we were parked somewhere away from like houses and people and stuff, like further down a driveway or something, like not like off in the, on the side of the road or off in the woods, not somewhere that someone's gonna say, "Hey, there shouldn't be a car here," and go and fucking investigate. But far enough away that, it's not, right there in the fucking porch lights. But in the course of trying to reposition, somebody somehow laid on the horn and just alerted the entire everyone within however many block radius that there was something going on in the car, and we had to get our shit together and get dressed real quick and be like, "Yeah, sorry, I was just trying to get something out of the." There's no way that you can fucking explain that away, because you're just fucking dumb. It's just dumb, and everybody knows what you're doing. And it's a stupid way, stupid way to get busted fucking at the car, is to lay on the fucking horn like an idiot. So yeah, that was probably the dumbest one. What physical aspect of the male and, if possible, female's male body turns you on the most? I like shoulders and collarbones and like that line of the neck where the neck's like connects to the shoulder. Like I love that line. As on everyone, like male and female, I love that line. So yeah, that for both, that's my favorite. It gets me, I don't know. What time during the day are you the horniest? That's. I don't really have a time of day that I'm like, "Oh, well, 6 a.m., time to get your motor running." I don't. It depends on how I'm feeling and what time I woke up and, how much stress I'm under. And like, I don't. There's not a specific time of day. I'm usually awake late at night. Like, I'm not usually awake early in the morning, so there, that's out. But, I'm more likely to be awake late at night, but that's about the only. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't answer that with more specificity. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? Oh, fuck's sake. Well, that's, I I know this is gonna be really boring. Like, this is super boring, but I'm too much of a grown up, y'all. Like, I've got responsibilities. I've got like a grown up job, and then I'm, the designated adult for at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other people that really should be adults themselves but aren't. And so, like, a caretaker for some family members and stuff. Like, so I don't have the time. I don't have the time to have as much sex as I would like. And so, yeah, I don't know. More than I'm having now. More than I'm having now, but I think every day might be a bit much. 'Cause I would fucking die of exhaustion. I would die of exhaustion. But yeah, I'm sorry I can't be more specific. But, it's hard to ask someone in the desert how much water they need a day. Favorite sex position and why? I think I had answered this one in another questionnaire at some point, and it's a 50-50 split because I like cowgirl because I'm Dommy and I like to ride and I like to be in control of the situation and, the look on your partner's face is nice. But also I do enjoy being, bent over and taken from behind. So, and that's like more, I don't know, I think that's more of a sensation thing because there's a different angle and the nerves are presented differently. Like, I don't know what the fuck, but shit feels good. So that's all I got for you. I'm sorry. Which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? Oh God, that's. I should probably have an answer for that. I feel like I should definitely have an answer for that. Oh. That's a difficult one. Because I'm trying to think, do I want to do fictional character like books or movies or comic books or television? Like, that's difficult. I think Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock would have to be because he can, like, he sees and notices and catalogs and deduces everything. So do you know how attentive that motherfucker would be? I can only imagine that after the initial wah ha ha, blow your mind situation, after that, and there would be a very steep learning curve for him to learn what I like, and that would be nice. So yeah, Sherlock Holmes. What are your dick size preferences? Big, average, small? I would probably, and this again is probably going to be an unusual answer, or maybe not. I don't know. I guess I need to see what other people answer to this, but I kind of prefer average because, sometimes big is too big and that shit hurts, and I'm not into pain. So, yeah. Average is like my jam. I'm there. I know what to do with average. Average isn't gonna hurt me. I can handle average. Average works for me. Although I could probably make small work too, because shit, I've got vibes that are on the smaller side, and that shit still works just fine. But like I said, I'm very not into like giant monster cock rawr, no, you can hang on to that, thanks. That's not for me. Worst date you've ever been on. Oh my God. Oh Jesus, this boy took me to Bible study. Y'all, I know I'm in Georgia and I know that we are the Bible Belt, but this boy took me out on a Wednesday night to Bible study. Like met him at his house and he's like, "All right, you ready to go?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, where are we headed?" He's like, "Oh, it's a surprise." And we pull up at church. I have never been so flabbergasted in my life. And it wasn't even like, I would have been more okay if it was a cult. Like, it wasn't even a cult. I could understand if it was a cult and it's like, go ahead and brainwash them early, but it wasn't a cult. It was just a regular church. And I'm like, sir, this, we, okay, you are bringing me on a date. You know what? This isn't gonna work. It's not gonna work out, Hoss. You're a very nice boy, TM, but it's just not gonna work. So I appreciate your time. I appreciate you, introducing me to all of these kind people here. But I will be washing my hair for the foreseeable future. Oh God, it was awful. It was awful. Let's see, best date you've ever been on. I've got I've th this one's a tie. And it's kind of sad that it's a tie. But one of them was it's been many years ago, but okay, so I was like 18. I was 18, and I had my boss set me up with this guy that I worked with, that I re like our I was friends with our boss, and our boss was friends with this guy, and like I really liked him, and he was like 28. He was like 10 years older than me. But I really liked him. He was he's a really nice guy. He's quiet and kind of awkward, and that seems to be my fucking type apparently. But he was really nice. He was so sweet. And he was smart and kind of, snarky, and just I really liked him. I asked my boss to set me up, and our boss like gave both of us the day off and told this man that he was taking me on a date. And to this day, I don't know if he was just like a pushover and was like, okay, whatever you say, or if he was into me, because I couldn't tell. Like, I mean, we were friends. Like, we were friends at work, and we would talk and just flirt a little bit. I was a lot more aggressive with my flirting, and he was just kind of like, he was not as aggressive a flirt as I was. So, like I said, to this day, I don't know if he was actually into me or if he was just doing what he was told. But, so boss gives us both the day off and tells him, "You're taking her on a date." And we went to a movie, that I'm sure he didn't want to see. It was a movie that I was excited about seeing, and he took me to this movie, and he wasn't like an asshole about it, but it clearly wasn't his, he wasn't interested in the movie. And then after the movie, we went for ice cream because I'm a fucking child. But yeah, we went for ice cream, and it was nice. Like, we sat out in the parking lot of the ice cream place and we talked shit and ate ice cream for like an hour. And then he took me back to my car, and there was no like attempted kiss goodnight or anything like that, but it was really nice. Like, it was pleasant. It was a good date. And I think it's kind of fucked up that, like, one of the tie for best date I ever had was I can't even tell you if the guy liked me or not. I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask him out again after that because well, no, I take that back. We did go out one more time after that, but I couldn't tell if he was like uncomfortable saying no, or like I said, I couldn't tell if he was into me or not. So I was just like, all right, well, we're just gonna let that one go then. Turns out later that he was like a functioning alcoholic. Like, he was real bad alcoholic, like real bad. Like, he would never have taken me back to his house because it was completely, like, there's nothing in the fridge but beer. And I mean, like, it was bad. I didn't know how bad it was until much, much later. And I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I don't know how that would have turned out, but it didn't work out. So anyway, so that was one. And the other one, y'all, I'm so fucking weird. Like, right, so there was a guy. This is my same boss is like pulling strings and hooking me up with this other guy too. Anyway, so there was this other guy that I had been, was it the kids called, talking to, or whatever, that we had met at the bar a couple times, and we'd chat when we would meet at the bar. But we'd hang out at the bar or like meet up at a different bar or whatever, but we hadn't like gone out on a date or anything. And me and my roommate were at Movie Gallery, back when Movie Gallery was still a thing. Oh my God, I'm telling my age or that. But we were at Movie Gallery. We were just gonna rent some movies and stay up all night and eat popcorn and watch movies and, have a girls' night or whatever on a fucking Saturday night, because why not? And as I'm in the like serial killer documentary aisle of Movie Gallery, I run into this guy. Because he's also in the serial killer documentary aisle of Movie Gallery. And I'm like, oh, are you into serial killer documentaries? He's like, I'm totally into serial killer documentaries. Have you seen this one? And so we're recommending movies back and forth. And so that turned into, hey, why don't you just come back over to our place and we'll have like a serial killer documentary marathon. And we did. So we rented like five serial killer movies. And got a shit ton of popcorn and candy. And went back to his place and watched a whole bunch of serial killer movies, like all night, and ate popcorn and made out on the couch. And like that was a wonderful day. So fucking weird. But yeah, so that was a wonderful date. That was a great date. It was all night movie marathon, serial killer movies, documentaries, and popcorn, and making out on the couch. And that was just fantastic. Like, that was tied for best date. Oh my God. Anyway, all right, what are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating or relationships? And what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? Ooh, that's a big one. I know I notice a lot of guys do this thing where they try to be like aloof and standoffish and like not seem too interested. And while I can understand not want to seem like thirsty or whatever, that cool indifference or standoffishness or aloofness will get you fired. I guess depending on what kind of woman and what kind of relationship you're trying to have. Because I'm very straightforward and upfront about things. And so that sort of, holding me at arm's length shit is a real quick way for me to not call you back anymore. Like, be like, oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting your time? Don't worry, it won't happen again. Like, I don't play with that shit. If you don't have time for me, I don't have time for you. Next. So I feel like a lot of guys do that because they don't want to seem too interested. And don't do that. Don't do that. If you're interested, just let her know you're interested. I mean, don't be a fucking stalker, but if you're interested, let the person know you're interested. Let them know how interested you are. If you want to have an exclusive situation, let them know you want to have an exclusive situation. And, if you want them to be exclusive and you don't, you're a fucking asshole and you need to fucking take some time to yourself to work on yourself before you try to get out there and talk to people, because that's a shitty way to be. Whew, sorry. That was some venom. But yeah, so don't play at being, indifferent or aloof or standoffish. If you're interested, let them know you're interested. And if you're not interested, let them know you're not interested. Don't this stringing people along one way or holding people at arm's length the other way. Just don't stop. Stop. Honesty fixes so much. Just fucking let people know how you feel. And if you don't know how you feel, just say that. I'm not sure how I feel. I feel some kind of way and I'm not sure about it yet. I need some time to process. Okay. Don't just fucking shut down or say what you think they want to hear. Like, that's that fuck shit. Don't do that. Anyway, so yeah, that's my soapbox. I apologize. How'd you stumble upon GWA? I was looking for audio porn and I found a Tumblr recommendation post that had a whole bunch of sites with paywalls and then a link to GWA. So, yeah. Tumblr before the fucking apocalypse on Tumblr. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I try not to name the well from which I will not drink because you never know. I'm like daddy isn't my jam. I will say that I will probably never record a daddy audio. But I never know. Maybe if I find a script somewhere, or if I have, a request from, a particular person who is, near and dear to me, and I'm feeling indulgent, then maybe I will. I don't know. I don't know. So I try not to be just absolutely, I will not. But I do generally tend to skip over the audio. Like I tend not to listen to the ones that are real heavy on like daddy dom little girl stuff. I'm like, nope. Because it's not my jam, so I tend not to listen to those. But it's not like I will never listen to one of those ever. Because again, if one of my favorite performer puts one out, I might give it a try just because they're my favorite performer, and you know, who knows? But yeah, generally the daddy shit's not my jam. Generally, rape is not my jam either. I usually will not listen to rape audios. Because those are like, like true rape audios are kind of squidgy for me. So yeah, but again, I try not to be like, I will never, because you know, don't name the well from which you will not drink. So you never know. But for the time being, yeah. Hard pass on the daddy stuff. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be, and what would be your gimmick or character? So, I have red hair. So, if we're going just completely cliche, it would probably be Ginger. And I'll do the, you know, schoolgirl thing, because I wear like nerd glasses too, so it would be like schoolgirl thing, and we'll go for that, and that'll be that'll be my character, that'll be my gimmick, and I would probably make ship pot loads of money off of that, if I could dance. But also, I've known a couple strippers, and one girl's stage name was Kestrel, which is a type of bird. It's like a bird of prey, I believe. And I loved that. Like, I loved that that was like, it was a smart choice and it was unusual and it wasn't, you know, candy or, you know, bubbles or what the fuck ever. And I really liked that. So I don't know. I might pick something that's something more like that and pick, you know, Starling and have a Silence of the Lambs reference. So yeah, if I went with, you know, Starling and I was being more serious about it, then I would probably do a lot of, you know, pleather fetish gear and stuff. I actually so when I was first old enough to go, there was a store that was in, there's a strip mall that had like a gentleman's club in the strip mall, and then a couple stores down, it had a boutique that sold clothes, like stripper clothes, like the clothes specifically for performing at the strip club. And it was owned by a lady, and I think her name was Ginger. It was owned by a lady who used to be a stripper. Now she's retired, and she's still beautiful. You know, she was an older lady, but it was owned by this lady that was a stripper in her younger years, and so all of these clothes are like designed for, you know, showing off the assets, but also being able to be taken off easily and, you know, looking good as you dance. And so I went, you know, I would go in and just talk with the lady that ran the place, and look around at the clothes and stuff that I'm like, I don't have my tits are not big enough for this shit. But I bought two outfits from there. Well, I bought one and my friend bought another for me. But the one that my friend bought for me was it wasn't PVC, but it was like shiny black fake leather, a little mini dress that like it had like a corset, like it was split. It was like a halter top, and then the front was split way down in the front, and then it was laced up like a corset. And then it had, the open back and the skirt was super short. But it was so cute and I loved it. And I wore that shit. I wore that shit for Halloween at work. Like, I wore that for several years, just for special occasions. So, yeah, if I was gonna be serious about it, I would probably, Starling would probably be my stage name and I would probably do fetish gear. Just because, why the fuck not? And I imagine fetish gear would lend itself better to not being, quite so amply bosomed. All right, so do you watch stand-up comedy? And if yes, who's your favorite comedian? I do. I do. I love stand-up comedy. And my all-time favorite stand-up comedian, or my all-time favorite comedian, is George Carlin. I love George Carlin. I actually got to see him live before he passed away. Well, several years before he passed away, but I actually got to see him live performing some of his stand-up, and he is hilarious. But yeah, he's my all-time favorite, as I'm sure you can tell by how much I fucking cuss. I love George Carlin. So yeah, that's my boy. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? That boy is a liar. Yes, that one and that other one too. Do not trust those fucking liars. I know that's like that sounds really bad, but yeah, no, I think it would be A, that boy is a liar, and you don't have to dull your shine and make yourself small to make weak people feel strong. Because I spent a lot of years doing that, and it wasn't worth it. It was a waste. It was a waste of some of the best years of my life were wasted trying to be less myself because someone else, so someone else could feel more, and that's bullshit. Don't do that. Don't do that. What's the last movie you saw? I actually just watched Mayhem, which I think came out in 2017. I'm super late to the party on that one, but that shit was fucking hilarious. And it was really good. Like, I highly recommend it. It was really good. It's not a zombie movie. It's a rage virus type movie, but it's also a it's a comedy and horror, and like it's really good. I definitely recommend it. It's called Mayhem. Have you ever cried during a movie? Oh yeah. If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? Oh God, I mean, fuck's sake, how much time do we have? I think one that really stands out to me is fucking y'all, I Am Legend, when he had to kill the dog. I fucking lost my shit. I lost my whole shit. I had to pause the movie and just cry it out. I'm one of those people. Like, I can watch scary movies and action movies, and I can see, like, people, like humans, just murderized, just killed in cold blood in just awful, terrible ways. And I'm cool and I can sleep like a baby. If somebody kills a fucking animal, I have to take a minute. It gets to me. So yeah, I Am Legend, when he had to kill the dog, I had to pause the movie and just squall, like ugly crying. It was bad. And I know that that's fucking ridiculous, but you know, it is what it is. All right, so then, oh, a few more questions from POV Scribe. What were you like in high school, assuming you're not currently in high school? Oh, girl, I'm most definitely not currently in high school. What was I like in high school? Okay, so. Okay, y'all, I'm short. And, you know, I was very petite in high school, and I cut my hair short. And terrifying, terrifying is the word that I had used to describe me several times in high school. Because I was very smart and was very take no shit because, again, I'm short and I'm little, and all my life I had to fight. So, like, I didn't take shit from anybody. And it wasn't that I was like scrappy and physically imposing, but I could eviscerate you verbally. And it was scary to people. So I even looking back now, even then I had sort of a, I don't even flock. I had sort of a flock of boys. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, they're my friends, they're my buds, we hang out, we play Dungeons and Dragons and shit. In retrospect, more than half of those boys wanted to sleep with me. But at the time, I'm like, oh, it's cool, you know, all right, guy friends, we're good. But yeah, no. They're, you know, inherently half-ass, subby little high school boys follow me around because I was scary. And they were into that. Oh my God. Right, knowing what you know now or what you don't know. What advice or warning would you give to your high school self? Again, that boy is a liar. You know the one I'm talking about. He is a liar. Do not trust him. He's gonna fuck your shit up for like several years. Don't do it. But also, again, don't make yourself small to make weak people feel strong, 'cause it's not. Fuck that. That's their damage that they need to work through, and that's not your responsibility to help them through, you know, to help them work through that. You're a fucking child yourself. It's not your job to fix them. Stop it. What would your high school self think of your audio erotica endeavors today? Oh, she would be screaming, "Yes, queen!" with so much force that my hair would blow in the wind. Like, my high school self would be very, 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 very approving of my audio erotica endeavors. So and what is your favorite type of Coke? All right, y'all can fucking judge me if you want to, but I love Mountain Dew Code Red. That's my shit. Like, I loved Surge when Surge was out, and I know that they've come out, like, they've re-released Surge or whatever. It's not quite the same because there's not the heart-stopping amount of caffeine in it. So I love that too, but it's gotten to where I can't find it as much in my area anymore. So yeah, Code Red Mountain Dew is my go-to. If they've got Surge, I will drink Surge, but Code Red Mountain Dew is my go-to. And, you know, like I said, judge your mammy. What brought you to GWA? Well, again, I was looking for audio porn, because that's my favorite part of porn. And finally found GWA, which is free and not behind a paywall. What made you decide to record your first audio? Well, I get comments on my voice daily at work, like at least once a day, somebody comments on what a nice voice I have. So there was that. And then I had been lurking on GWA for several months, and finally one of my coworkers actually admitted that he was calling me sometimes for no other reason than to hear me talk. Like he didn't need anything. He would just call just to hear me answer the phone. I'm like, okay. He actually called it my phone sex voice, and I'm like, all right, well, at this point, I should probably step out on a limb there and start recording. So yeah, that one. And I found a script that was amazing. The script was truly fantastic. Like, my very first recording was a script by Rescindable Stare, and it is a fantastic script. Like, it was so, like, organic and flowed so effortlessly. It was just truly, truly an amazing script. And I don't know that I would have, I don't know how long it would have taken me to get up the courage to do my first recording if I had not had that script to perform for my first recording. Like, if I hadn't have found that script, I don't know how much longer I don't know how long it would have taken me to build up the courage to do like a ramble fap or something like that without that script first. So, I mean, it was really like watershed moment. Do you listen to your own audios? I do listen back to them. When I first record them, I do listen back to them to make sure that the quality is there and I haven't like completely like put my hand over the microphone, or that it didn't cut off in the middle or something like that. So I do listen back to them before I upload them. Favorite way to get off your orgasm with a partner? I'm not sure what that question means, so I don't quite understand what that one's about, so I'm going to skip that one and the follow-up that is very similar. Anal. I'm not into it, guys. Like, I'm sorry. I know some folks is like all about it, but I'm just not. And I guess that's probably my own personal experience and background, and for me personally, in my own experience, it's always been more about my, it's always seemed to be more about my partner exerting dominance over me than necessarily enjoying that specifically. And certainly, I don't enjoy it. And every time that I've tried it, it's not been something that I enjoyed, and it's not been something that my partner cared that whether I enjoyed it or not. So I'm just like, nope, you know what? I'm done compromising. I'm done compromising in that way. So yeah, no, sorry about it. I'm done having unsatisfying sex that I'm getting nothing out, like that I don't enjoy at all for any reason. I'm through with that. Favorite sexual experience and what made it that? God, that one's difficult. You know what? That one's for me. That one's private. I'm sorry. Yeah, no. That one's for me. A sexual experience you haven't had but really want to have in real life or just a fantasy. I'd like to have a boy boy girl threesome, because I've had the girl girl boy threesomes before, and those are nice. But I want to try the boy boy girl, and I don't mean like the fucking golden rule type, girl in the middle. I mean, like, everybody is into everybody, like, because part of it is I want to see the guys together, because that shit's hot to me. So yeah, that would be nice. I would like to see if, make that work at some point, but I'm not optimistic because, as in my area, it's difficult to find bi boys in the first place, much less two of them, much less two of them that are into each other and me. So, it would be like fucking hitting the lottery twice, three times. So, yeah, that'll probably just be a fantasy for a while, but oh, it is a good one. So, yeah, those are my AMA questions. Thank you so much, my darlings, for your wonderful questions and for listening to me ramble for however the fuck long it's been. So, yeah, have a good evening, darlings.